And the Cores are on the air in the background, leaving you breathless. Right now it's time for us to catch our breath and get into another local chat on your local station. And on the security front, it's time for us to welcome back to the studio Mr. Frank Labidi from IPSS Electronic Security, a voice that is no stranger to the microphone here at Radio Life and Style HQ. Frank, happy spring, man. It's great to have you in the studio. How are you doing today?
Happy spring day. Fantastic to be here again.
Springing into action. And I see that along with the flowers and the birds, bees and butterflies, there are some other things that are springing to life, some headlines that are springing up, and there's been quite a bit written about upcoming security price increases for the industry. And I'm sure you're getting a lot of questions yourself, so maybe this is a chance for us to put some information out there and to help the general public understand what's going on. Because when people hear security price increase, they may immediately think that companies are simply just kind of charging more, but I'm sure that, you know, behind the scenes there are some serious operational realities. Maybe you can illuminate this one. What are some of the costs behind the scenes that customers don't necessarily see or maybe understand?
Before I even start on this, I think before I explain our increases, one needs to understand that petrol over the last 6 months and diesel has increased by over 10 rand. Petrol has increased by nearly 7 rand. That's over the last 6 months.
We've got another increase coming.
Tomorrow it's 3 rand. Yeah, it's 3 rand for diesel and I think 1.50 for petrol. Sure. Right. And percentage-wise, I don't even know. I haven't worked that out, but diesel must be, since last year, have increased by 40%, something like that. Must have been. Yeah. And petrol by what? 25-30%. So that's an increase percentage wise. So yeah. We now have increases, which we have every year. And yeah, we have queries all the time. We can't pay you 8.5% increase. We can only pay you 6%. Now we don't follow the CPI. We obviously affected by the CPI as well, but that's not our guideline. Our guideline is the bargaining council, 5.7% increase. So take the 5.7%, right? That is bargaining council. Then there are background costs, hidden costs, which are not hidden costs, which are directly associated again with the bargaining council indirectly, which is 1.5%. So 1.5% plus 5.7%, 7.2%.
Okay.
Right. If I, on top of that, still take the CPI in consideration as well, which you should, what are we looking at? 11.2%.
Sure.
Well, if we are realistic and look at our cost as well and our operational cost and how we operate, our postings, etc. So there are extra petrol costs involved, 25 plus vehicles. And you work this out, and then people come and say, we can only afford to pay you 6%. All right, okay, then next year you budget for more, please, because 6% is going backwards. It's going backwards. Must remember, then we're looking at quantity. 100,000 rand contract. If they want to, like, let me know.
Yeah.
Find a nice word.
We're on radio. Live radio.
If somebody wants to try me, like, you know, wants to try to put the price down by 1% on a 100,000 rand contract, what is that? That's 1,000 rand a month. On 100,000 rand, that's 1,000 rand a month. It's peanuts.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, money wise, what is it? Penny wise, pound foolish, isn't it? And that's what it comes out to. And we are going backwards in the security industry the last couple of years since the bargaining council got involved and have taken over PCR.
So what I wanna then figure out is this is I'm guessing this, you know, increase that is on the cards. This is something that the industry has been anticipating for some time.
Well, it's happening every year.
Yeah.
It is happening every year. But every year we get queries, why. And then people say, all right, but the CPI is only 4%. Well, CPI was last month, first of all, it was 5%. Now, all of a sudden, this month, it's 4%. We don't even know where the CPI stands, to be brutally honest. But I can't walk into, well, let's use Spa, for example. It's right next to us. I can't go into Spa. I see, oh, my Red Bull is now not 15 Rand anymore like it used to be. It's not 22 Rand. But let's call it 20 Rand. That's an increase of 25%. Is it 25? No.
Look,
no, 33%.
There you go.
That's an increase of 33.3%.
Good math, mind.
And I can't now take my Red Bull and walk out and say, you know what, I'm not paying you 20 Rand. It was 15, and I'm willing to pay you 17 Rand. I pay you 17 Rand and walk out. What do you think will happen to me? Security outside will catch me for theft. Okay, it doesn't work like that. You have to pay an increase, and increases are there for a reason. We don't pull them out of our heads. Okay,
yeah.
Everyone has the increases, and it is necessary.
A reality of where we are in time and space, and the, doing business in the current climate, and. Obviously, this year has brought a lot of pressures and changes on the financial macroeconomic front, some of which were foreseen, some of which were not. But at this moment, if you could leave homeowners and businesses with one message about the upcoming security price increases, what would you want them to understand?
Again, so on the weekend, I sat at a local restaurant at the Lifestyle Center. And I was amazed that how busy a pub was. And people can still drink, they can still party, they can still go to restaurants with a price increase there as well. It's not that the restaurants do not increase. Everyone increased their prices. So the whiskey is flying, the beer is flying, it's all good. But security, no. We can't pay that. Like, wow, like 8% is too much, or 9% is too much, whatever it might be. We pay you 4%, we pay you 6%. But you don't do it when you go partying. There you have enough money for. So what is more important? Is your life more important, or is your partying more important? Because it seems to be partying is more important than life. And I put the value of life first, and then the rest. So that's how it sort of works with me. So number one priority is your life, and the life of your protecting the life of your loved ones, your family, etc.
Well, there you go. So priorities, man. If you're catching the tail end of this interview on a Tuesday, and you're getting your priorities straight, you're getting the story here on Radio Life and Style from Mr. Frank Labidi, the man at the top of the IPSS electronic security pyramid. And Frank, we are definitely going to be having more chats and engaging further as we head into spring and into the rest of the year. And we know that IPSS, with its presence, with its reputation, well established here on the KZN North Coast, will continue to go from strength to strength. And we'll be having, as the questions come from the public, we'll bat them here on air and make sure that the information gets to the general public, because people need to know. And if you didn't, now you do. Security price increases, well, everything's increasing. And we'll roll with the punches on a Tuesday, the 1st of September. Until next time, Frank, wishing you a terrific spring day. What do you say?
Give it back to you. I forgot to put the flower behind my
head. Oh, we'll go pick one outside quickly. We got the nursery behind us. Hang on.